Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour teaching from God's Word, and then we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the very first time. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. And for those of you who have been faithful listeners now for many weeks and months and years, we say welcome to you, and we are grateful for you. We thank you for coming back, and we ask you to spread the word about this broadcast, to let your friends and other people know that this is a good broadcast, that they can receive a good teaching here, a time to be with the Lord, a time to worship and fellowship and have some good teaching and good contemporary Christian music. And so again, we say welcome to all of you, and we hope that the Lord meets you today wherever your need is, wherever you have need in your life, that the Lord meets you. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be able to come onto the radio and share about His Word and share the music, the love that we have for the Lord. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported ministry, radio ministry, and I just invite each and every one of you to participate, to help pay for this radio airtime as we take the message into the prison and across this region and around the world through the internet. And there's a couple of ways that you can help participate. First of all, we ask you to be a prayer partner and pray for this ministry, and I just pray that if you would take that calling upon yourself, that you would get in touch with me at my email address, pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. Just get in touch with me. Let me know you want to be on the mailing list. And at certain strategic times, I will get you an email and let you know what is going on with the ministry, what the prayer needs are, if we need to be lifted up, if there needs to be intercessory prayer. And so I just invite each and every one of you to participate in that way. Once again, the email address, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Secondly, we invite your participation to help pay for this radio airtime. I know many of you have contributed to help pay for this radio airtime over the years, and we are grateful for that, and the Lord has blessed you for that. And we just invite others of you who are listening today, and maybe you have never participated in that way, you've never helped to pay for this radio airtime, helped to make possible for this broadcast to continue to come, and we just invite you to do that as we lift up the Word of God, as we lift up Jesus. Just invite you to participate in that way. And also, the ministry has international crusades and church revivals and other things going on that need support and need prayer, and so we just invite you to jump in there and help support and help contribute to make this ministry grow and expand and have even more impact out there in the world. Our mailing address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And you can write us there. And you can also include prayer requests. If you have prayer requests, send us your prayer requests. We'd be more than happy to pray with you over those requests. Also, we have on the website a PayPal button. You can click on that and make a contribution conveniently and safely with your credit card through PayPal. And so we invite you to do that. In addition to the website, there's a teaching blog with about 300 teachings on it now. And it's jimrau.blogspot.com. That's jimrau.blogspot.com. And you can get to the blog from the website and vice versa, back to the website from the blog. And you can also make a contribution on the blog through the PayPal button there on the teaching blog. There's lots of different teachings there on the blog: sexual immorality, gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, prophetic dreams and visions, and other things that will be of interest to you. So check out that teaching blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. I'm teaching on this series called Walk in the Spirit on the blog, and so you'll be interested. It's more extensive than what I can go into here on the radio, and so you'll be interested to look at that teaching blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. So check it all out. It's all free. There's no charge for anything on the website or the blog. And you will see a lot of good teachings there. You'll see a lot of good videos on the website and pictures of past Africa missions. And I want you to be in prayer with me, brothers and sisters, for the orphanage project that we have going in Kenya. And I'm committed to building an orphanage over there with Pastor Lucas Obanda in Mumias, Kenya, out in West Kenya near the Uganda border. And we're going to build an orphanage for 30 to 40 children and get them into a good home, a safe home, a place where they can be fed and clothed and housed and educated and taken care of properly. And so if you would consider that, pray about that, just get in touch with me. If the Lord puts something on your heart, if the Lord stirs your heart to help me build this orphanage, I pray that you would just take that into consideration and pray about it, and then get in touch with me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. And we'll get that orphanage built this year. I believe this is the year the Lord wants that orphanage built, and I believe we're going to be able to do it this year. I'm just standing in faith and believing that that is going to happen this year. Well, we're going to have a teaching this morning. It's called Eat the Word, and it's part two of Walking in the Spirit, or the second leg of Walking in the Spirit, and it's called Eat the Word. And so we're going to take that up in just a minute. Get your Bible and open it up to John 1, the first chapter of John, verse 1, and we'll take that up in just a minute right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together, for this time to speak your word and look into your word, study your word, and fellowship together through this radio broadcast. Lord, I thank you for the provision that makes it all possible. I ask you to touch the hearts of each and every person out there listening today, that they would want to participate, to help contribute, to bring an offering before the Lord, that they would not come before the Lord empty-handed, that they would come before you with an offering. And so we just pray, Lord, that that would happen, that this ministry could expand, that we could do even more and have greater impact for your kingdom. And Lord, I just ask you to bless each and every person out there today. Touch them wherever their needs are, whatever their needs are. Those that need healing, we ask you to heal them. Those that need a touch of encouragement, encourage them through the Holy Spirit and strengthen them, Lord. And we pray that you would just do a mighty work in their life and in their hearts. And we thank you for this time to be able to speak into the lives of those in the prison. We pray for those that are lonely today. We ask you to bless them and bless their families, their children. Lord, we pray for this great nation where we can have religious freedom. And we pray that you would bless the president and his family. We ask you to touch him and turn his heart to you, Lord. We pray for the Supreme Court justices. We pray for the Congress. And we ask you to bless those in Congress. We pray that you would continue to give them wisdom. Lord, these are perilous times, and the enemy is within, the enemy is without. And so we just pray that you would bless this nation. And in spite of all of our sin, in spite of all of our iniquity, and in spite of all of our turning from you, our rebellious nature, we ask you to bless this nation. And we thank you for this opportunity to study your word. And we pray all these things in the precious holy name of our Savior Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We've been talking the last few weeks, if you've been with us, about walking in the Spirit. And that is a term that comes from a passage of Scripture in Galatians 5, 16 and 17, where Paul tells the Galatians, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not carry out the desires of the flesh, for the Spirit and the flesh are set in opposition to each other, and they battle each other." And so therefore Paul says, you do not do the things that you please, because the flesh is always battling the spirit. The flesh wants to control our lives, the sensory aspect of the flesh, where we want to always give the flesh pleasure and give flesh indulgence. And so Paul says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Well, what does it mean, brothers and sisters, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Well, there's three things that I see that need to take place on a daily basis. It needs to become part of your life each and every day. You need to discipline yourself, and if you don't feel like doing these things, do them anyway, and eventually they will become second nature. Eventually they will become habit to you, and you will be able then to just discipline your life, to control your flesh, to walk in the Spirit. And when you start to walk in the Spirit, you receive revelation from the Lord, you receive encouragement and strengthening from the Lord. And as you put one day after another, one foot ahead of another, you will begin to strengthen your walk with the Lord, and you will be able to do those things then that you have not been able to do. And those oppressive things that are holding you back, those hindrances that are holding you back in your walk with the Lord, they will no longer hold you back. Some of you out there today, listening today, you've been battling with the same sins for many, many years, and you've had some victories, but you've had a lot of defeats, addiction, strongholds, obsessive natures in your life, and so God wants to set you free of those. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and so the Lord wants you to be set free of those, and the way that you do that is you walk in the Spirit, and you will see those demonic influences, those hindrances, those ways that the devil is trying to take you out and destroy you, those things will start to come under your feet. They will start to fall away from you, and you will move closer to the Lord, and you will have an intimate walk with the Lord, and you will be able to move forward in your destiny, in your calling, as God has declared over you. Well, in John 1:1, the second aspect of walking in the Spirit is to ingest the Word, or eat the Word, or you could say read the Word, but I think it's much more than that. I think you need to ingest the Word, that is, take it in and just let it fill up your body. Just take it in and let it soak in every cell of your body. Let it take over. Hide it in your heart. And as you do that, as you ingest the Word, then the Word becomes part of you, and you start to see the world through the Word of God. You start to see the world as God sees it, and you see the spiritual warfare, you see the battles, you realize you're not just walking through life, you know, picking up a paycheck and sitting down at a restaurant or, you know, fixing food. You are in a battle for the soul that God has placed in you. You're in a battle, a kingdom battle, and you're either going to serve the kingdom of God or you're going to serve the kingdom of the devil. And so there's a battle over you. There's a battle over your family, over your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, everybody in your family. There's a battle over our leaders, over this nation, and the devil is trying to destroy and take out everything and everyone that is in walking with the Lord. The devil is trying to take them out, and so as you serve the kingdom of God, then you will be able to get the devil, that stronghold, under your feet. Well, in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." And, of course, that is a phrase, the Word. He was the Word, and the Word was with God. John is talking about Jesus Christ, because in verse 2, he explains it. He was in the beginning with God, and then in verse 14, John further explains it, and he says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." And so that is a description of Jesus Christ. John is basically saying that Jesus Christ was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so he says Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Of course, John was an eyewitness to the events and affairs of Jesus Christ. He was an eyewitness to the crucifixion and the resurrection, and so we know that he speaks the truth. We know that he speaks of that which he saw. He tells us that he only wrote a small part of the things that he saw. If he could have written all the things that he saw, it would have filled many books. And so the Word of God is none other than Jesus Christ. And I know when you pick up your Bible, you're not saying, "Well, I'm holding Jesus Christ here in my hand." But maybe if you considered that, maybe if you thought about it in that way, it would have you make more regard, you would have more regard for the Word of God, you'd have more respect for it, you'd spend more time looking into it, you'd spend more time reading it, you'd spend more time memorizing it. And so I think it's good to think about that Word in your hands, the Word of God, the Bible, His Holy Word, as being, in a way, Jesus Christ, who was manifested on this earth as a man and who died and was crucified for us and shed His blood for us. And so we could have not only everlasting life, eternal life, but also because of the events and circumstances surrounding His life, we also have the Word, the physical Word, the Word of God to hold in our hand, to read, to ingest, to memorize. And what a comfort it is, brothers and sisters, what a comfort it is to have a Bible and to be able to go to that Word. If you don't read His Word on a daily basis, I strongly suggest you do that. That's what I'm talking about, walking in the Spirit. The first leg of it is prayer, and we went over the aspects of prayer many times, many different Sundays. And the second aspect then is to just dig into His Word, just get into it, and you'll find a peace that comes with reading His Word. You'll find a peace that comes with hiding His Word in your heart, with memorizing His Word, and you'll be able to see this world, you'll be able to see your place in this world through the words that are found in God's Holy Word, through the images and the revelation that comes from knowing God's Word. You'll be able to see and measure up this world and your place in it and your destiny through God's Holy Word. Well, Hebrews 4:13 tells us that the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder the bones and the marrow, and even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so the Word of God cuts, the Word of God pierces, the Word of God, He likens it to a sharp and powerful sword. It is quick and powerful, and it is able to divide asunder the bones and the marrow, and even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And that speaks of the prophetic nature of the Word. It speaks of the prophetic nature of a walk with the Lord, that you can know the truth in all things, and not only the things that are happening today in your life, not only the things that are happening right in front of your eyes, but you can also know things that you've never seen. You can know things in the days ahead. You can know even things yet to come. John 16:13 says that the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will teach us the truth in all things, even things yet to come. And so because of that, because the Word of God reveals, and we are able then to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, not only the thoughts and intents of our heart, but others as well. And so the Word is powerful for revealing. The Word is powerful for cutting. The Word is powerful for convicting. And so it is a powerful thing to be able to read the Word. And also when you quote the Word in the presence of others, many times it pierces their heart and pierces their soul. I've seen that happen in the prison many times and in other places where I'm preaching, that the Word of God will just break people down. It'll just melt that hardness around their heart and crack through that crust that is on them. Once upon a time, years ago, I had the opportunity to go into the prison and preach, and there was a young man there who stated that he was going to another prison and he was going to kill somebody that he had a grudge against, that he'd been carrying this grudge for many years, and he knew then in going to this other prison that he was going to have the opportunity to get near this man. And he stated that night that he was going to kill that man. He said, "One of us is going to die." And so I just started preaching to him. I just started speaking the Word to him. And when that Word pierced his heart, when that Word struck his heart, it just divided asunder the thoughts and intents of his heart. It cut them out, and he just fell to the ground. He just fell down into a chair and started crying and weeping, and just a flood of tears and all this hatred and anger and bitterness that he'd been carrying for many years just came flooding out of him. And so the Word of God has that power. It has the power to cut and to reveal, and it has the power to convict and melt that hardness that we carry around our heart. Jesus said in John 8:51, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." And so we know that it's important not only to read the Word of God, but it is important to keep it, to do it. James says in the book of James, chapter 1, don't be just a hearer of the word, but also be a doer of the word. That's James 1:22, I believe. If you are just hearing the word, or you know the word, but you're not practicing it, you only have half the equation. You only have half the formula. And so God wants you to not only hear his word, not only read his word, but then put it into practice the things that you see. Put it into practice the things that you know that God's word tells you to do and commands you to do. Put those things into practice in your daily life. If you don't know much about God's word, why, just put into practice the parts that you do know. Put into practice. Just be obedient to whatever it is that you understand about God's word. Maybe you don't know a whole lot about it. Maybe you're just a baby Christian, or just somebody curious about the Christian faith. But if you would just put into practice that which you understand, then God will give you more revelation. He will strengthen your walk then to put into practice even more as your understanding grows. Well, John 8:31, Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." And so his implication is that if you are not abiding in my word, you're not a disciple of mine. You might claim to be a Christian. You might claim to be a man of God, or whatever it is you want to claim to be. But he says, if you are not abiding in my word, then you are not a disciple of mine. So you have to know God's word. You have to study his word. I can't believe that a person can really be a Christian and not want to study his word and not want to keep the commandments. I believe that is essential in the Christian walk. I just believe that every person, and we're so fortunate here in America to have Bibles in our houses, in our hands, in our cars. Everywhere you go, there's Bibles. You go to Bible bookstores and see hundreds, if not thousands, of different Bibles. And so I believe that we are blessed beyond measure here in America to have God's word in our hand and to be able to know it. And so I encourage you, brother and sister, to get a daily Bible study program first thing in the morning or at night before you retire. Just spend time in God's word. Do some fasting, do some praying, and spend time reading God's word, and it will transform your life. Start at the front of the Bible, read it all the way through. If you've never done that, just start at the front, read it like a book all the way through. It's a great story. It's a story of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and the Old Testament is so interesting also. There's so many things that point to Jesus, the prophecies, and every scripture of the Old Testament is God-breathed and speaks of the Messiah coming. And so I would just encourage you to every day pick up God's word, keep your Bible out there on the table in front of you or on your bedpost and just on your bed table, and just keep studying God's word. Make it a daily habit, a daily discipline. And if you abide in my word, Jesus says, then you are truly disciples of mine. And John 8:32, Jesus says, "And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Verse 36, "If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And so the truth comes from knowing God's word, the truth as opposed to so many other things out there, the daily news, the newspapers, all the propaganda, the political talk, and all that stuff is well and good, but God wants you to know the truth. And when you study his word, you will know the truth. You will then start to see the lies of the world. You'll start to see the lies of the devil as he comes against you and as he tries to destroy your soul. Then you will see the lies that are spoken against you. John 15:7, Jesus says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. And so Jesus ties together the study of his word, the knowledge of his word, the revelation of his word. He ties that together with receiving answers to your prayers. And so as you pray, and you know what to pray for, you know the will of God as it applies to your life, you know, you start to see and get revelation of God's will in your life. It says, Jesus says, if you abide in me, in other words, if you walk in me, if you are in my presence, if you soak in my presence, if you have a relationship with me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. And so we can know with confidence, he tells us in John, 1 John 5:14, he says, and this you shall know with confidence, that if you ask anything in the name of Jesus Christ, that it shall be granted unto you. And so we ask, when we ask in the will of God. We ask knowing that what we're asking for is in the will of God. If you're praying for the salvation of your children, if you're praying for your ministry, those things are in the will of God. If you're praying for superfluous things, like just to have extra money so you can spend it on entertainment and other things that have no significance in the kingdom, God's not likely going to bring you those things. He's not going to bless those things that are not in his will for you. Well, I urge you to read Psalm 119. We're not going to have much time today to look into it, but I urge you to read Psalm 119. And Psalm 119, the whole psalm, it's a very long psalm, several verses, several pages in the Bible. It's got 176 verses, maybe the longest chapter in the Bible. But it's all about God's Word, and I think it would be a blessing for you to read that. I encourage you to read that at your leisure, at your own time. Psalm 119:105 is a scripture that we're all familiar with. It says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so God's Word illuminates our path. And brothers and sisters, you know, watching the news, you know from the events of the late days here, especially in 2012, that great sorrow is coming to America. We're in a time of sorrows, and you know that there's going to be calamity, there's going to be a bloodshed, there's going to be a body count. The things that are coming to America we have never seen before in this generation, and it's going to be something that is going to shake each and every one of us. And so we need God's Word to illuminate our path in this dark world. We need God's Word to show us the way. And I would encourage you then to study His Word. Read Psalm 119. We'll probably take it up some next week. Read God's Word so that you can get that Word of God in you, that it will abide in you, and it can illuminate your path and show you the way to live. It can show you what you must do. It can give you revelation on decisions in your life. It can maybe strengthen your walk in such a way that the things that have oppressed you in the past will leave, and you can walk closely with the Lord. You can fulfill the destiny that He has called out for you, that He has the calling on you, that destiny. You can walk into that destiny and come to know the Lord in an intimate way that you never have before. Well, it all starts with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you've never accepted Him, you need to do that. You need to get down on your knees and say, Jesus, I've sinned against you. I've rebelled against you. And I want to turn from my wicked ways. And if you would just repent of your sins and turn against your sins, turn towards the Lord, then He would bless you. He would come into your heart to say, Jesus, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to save me. Lord, I want to be your servant. I want to serve you. I want you to be my master, my Lord, and my Savior. And Jesus will be faithful and true to do that. Follow it up with Christian baptism and start to then carry out your walk of discipline, your walk in the Spirit that will lead you into the most fulfillment, the most joy, the greatest adventure you have ever had in your life. Well, next week we're going to talk more about the Word of God, and so I look forward to meeting with you then. Have a great week. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.